The Human Oracle, Part 1. The life you live is a loop, not a ladder. There is a strange pattern you begin to notice if you pay attention long enough. People don't keep moving forward. They circle back. They return to the same questions, the same longings, the same ache they thought they outgrew. They return to love they once knew how to feel without effort. They return to grief they never fully metabolized. They return to a younger version of themselves, not as memory, but as presence. This isn't failure, it isn't regression, and it isn't nostalgia. It's biological. Living systems don't move in straight lines. They pulse, they spiral, they revisit the same terrain with different capacity. A tree doesn't abandon its roots as it grows taller. It strengthens them. So why do we expect humans to do the opposite? Somewhere along the way, we were taught that growth means leaving things behind, that maturity looks like distance, that wisdom looks like detachment, that healing looks like moving on. But watch what actually happens. When the noise quiets through loss, illness, love, exhaustion, or age, people don't discover something new. They remember. They soften. They grieve honestly. They stop performing coherence and begin allowing it. And often, without trying to, the heart turns back on. Not the romantic heart, the regulated heart. The one that organizes the entire system inwardly and harmonizes outwardly. The one that was always there. This return confuses us because we've been trained to think in ladders. Upward, forward, better. But bodies don't heal that way. Nervous systems don't reorganize that way. Love doesn't arrive that way. Healing happens in loops. You don't climb away from who you were. You circle back with more space, more choice, and more truth. The child you return to is not your wound. It is your last known coherent calibration. When people speak about quote-unquote inner child work, it is often framed as excavation, as if something broken needs fixing. But the child isn't broken. The signal was simply buried under years of adaptation. Under bracing, under strategy, under survival. That child knew how to feel without translating sensation into story, knew how to love without bargaining, knew how to express truth before it learned the cost. The child didn't disappear, the environment changed. This is why so many people come back to themselves later in life. Not because they've mastered anything, but because the cost of maintaining the brace finally outweighs the fear of letting it go. Performance exhausts. Identity collapses. Defenses soften. And when they do, something ancient and quiet reemerges. A sense of home, not a place, a frequency. We will spend the rest of this series naming the maps that have always described this return and why we stopped knowing how to read them. But for now, it's enough to say this. Your life was never meant to be a straight line. It was meant to be a return. The trouble isn't that linear thinking is wrong. It's that it's incomplete. Linear models work beautifully for machines, for production, for optimization. They tell you how to build more, faster, higher. But humans aren't built that way. A nervous system doesn't upgrade in versions. A heart doesn't resolve itself through milestones. A body doesn't heal by skipping ahead. Biology moves by returning to what was missed. This is why so many people feel disoriented when they are, quote unquote, doing everything right and still feel empty. They climbed the ladder they were handed. They checked the boxes. They achieved the markers. And yet something essential feels untouched, because the ladder never pointed inward. Linear culture teaches us to outrun discomfort. Circular biology teaches us to revisit it safely. One says, don't look back. The other says, you're strong enough now to return. That difference changes everything. When people finally slow down enough to feel what they've avoided, it often arrives all at once. Old grief, old fear, old tenderness. This can feel frightening, even destabilizing, because we've been taught that resurfacing emotion means something has gone wrong. But nothing has gone wrong. The system is completing a loop. What was postponed is being integrated. What was protected is being invited back into flow. This is also why love, later in life, feels different. Less urgent. Less performative. Less afraid. It isn't because the heart learned something new. It's because the heart no longer has to fight the nervous system for permission. When survival pressure eases, coherence rises. Not as achievement, as a release. We don't talk about this much, because modern language is very thin here. We call it midlife crisis, awakening, burnout, regression, softening, nostalgia. But underneath all those words is the same biological event. The system is finally safe enough to stop bracing. And when bracing stops, what returns is not weakness, it's truth. This is why so many ancient systems described life as cyclical, seasonal, spiral. They weren't being poetic, they were being precise. Winter isn't a mistake, neither is fall. You don't shame a tree for dropping its leaves. You understand that something is being conserved for what comes next. The tragedy of modern culture isn't that we forget spirituality. It's that we forget biology. We forget that growth requires rest, that repair requires return, that coherence cannot be forced forward. And so we try to push the human system uphill forever, and then act surprised when it collapses inward. What if that collapse isn't failure? What if it's the beginning of remembering how the system actually works? In the next part, we'll name the time-based markers inside the body that track this return. Markers that were never meant to be mystical, only felt. They've been with us all along. We just stopped listening.